Duana and Bill. 2.5 Warner Pacific College.
Hi, I'm Duana Brumley, Director of Teacher Ed at Warner Pacific.
I'm Bill Fletcher, the Chair of the Department.
We are returning from the November meeting. We have given you all the information that you requested. I'm not going to go through it because you're all intelligent people and can read it. And if you have questions, I'll be glad to answer them. Nancy looks like she has a question. I know you do.
Actually, though, they're not as extensive as they sometimes are. I'm looking at your assessment system.
Mm-hmm.
Have you administered any of those assessments yet?
Yes.
What implications have they had for your program in terms of what you do well, what you do bad? And I'm not, I guess what I'm asking is, have you changed things in your program based on your assessments?
We've only done them 3 times now using the assessment that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So we have looked at them. We haven't done any major changes with them. We always look at classroom management. That's usually the big one. And we're talking about in the MAT program changing that, but we have to go through a long process, and we're not there yet. Probably by next fall, we will have designed a new course for the MAT folk for classroom management. Did that answer your question?
I think it did. I mean, I understand that you're going to look at what you have,
mm-hmm.
and that you're going to make decisions based on your program. My question is looking at what you're asking for, if you're going to get the right kind of information back.
I think so.
Well, I had some concerns about it because many of the assessments were based on what students told you. As opposed to, for example, maybe looking at your work sample and seeing how all of the students did across the spectrum,
yes.
of what you were doing.
Okay.
Which would tell you something about if you're getting, very poor scores in one point, you would look at changing maybe your classwork or something like that. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. We also look at the work sample evaluations.
Is that in here anyplace? Did I see that?
The work sample evaluation is maybe not this one because they were looking at program and we didn't include that. It was in the last one.
Well, I guess I'm looking at it as an overall, a comprehensive
right.
assessment system. And the other thing I looked for that I didn't see, and understand, I am no assessment guru. And so when I ask questions, they may come from ignorance as opposed from knowledge. I didn't see anything about your admissions and when you admit candidates, if you look at it statistically or look at it based on, for example, like GPA or major or whatever, do you look at what you get to see if maybe you need to change your recruiting pieces? Is that something you'd look at?
We look at, but they have to have the 2.75 GPA in order to be admitted to the program. And they also have to pass the CBEST before they can, and they have to pass the first 2 classes with a C or better before they can be admitted.
I would probably, though, be looking at where do the preponderance of our students fall in terms of GPA, in terms of experiences, a variety of things, just because it gives you some information on what the class that you recruit looks like, and it may encourage you to change recruiting practices or whatever. That's simply what I was looking for, and maybe it's not valid.
Well, and I will say the college, our president, has a real push that we are recruiting a lot of underrepresented from the underrepresented community now. And so we are doing some changes in recruiting and changes in what the college looks like, because her big thing is that we are an urban college and we need to meet the needs of the urban community where we are. So we will be seeing some changes in all of our recruitment and all of our assessments.
No, that's probably exactly what I was looking for, in that if you look at your entering class across the board, what do you have and what do you need to get?
Yeah, well, and that has just started. We're in our second year. So we have recruited our freshman class this year, and we will have a class next year.
I would want to see something that included in the assessment.
Okay. We have an assessment guru that I will, his office is right across the hall from mine.
Other questions? Commissioners? Do I have a motion?
We're going to have a site visit there at the end of the month, right?
We are. 28th, I understand.
Well, the proof of all the in the pudding at the end of the month certainly can make a motion to pass the resolve.
Well, there are two resolves. One, that all of the materials that were requested in the November meeting have been submitted and verified, and two, that the unit submits to that targeted site visit. So, two pieces.
Oh, they have agreed to that?
They have.
Yeah.
All right, set up.
We're getting ready for it.
I go for resolve one and A, or one and two, and suggest that we support it.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded by Tom and Nancy, respectively, that we move these resolves forward. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?